So about a year ago, Mark Reeves and Layla and I got together to write some songs. But before we got into really focusing on what we're going to write today, we just decided let's take some time and let's check in on each other. Let's see how we're doing. We don't all live in the same place. And to be honest with you, a year ago, I was not in a good place because the summer before, my husband and I were expecting a little boy and we ended up losing the baby in the second trimester. And it'd been about almost a year. And I was just really struggling with grief and just feeling like I'm in this pit of depression. And I'm also in this pit of anxiety. Like, Lord, if I get pregnant again, will I keep the baby? Will I ever be a mother? Will you ever answer this prayer to grow our family? And I was just in this spiral because I couldn't see out of my situation. And so the team just gathered around me and we just began to worship. And not even verbalizing it, we began to write a song that met me right in my situation. And we just began to sing the chorus of the song we're about to sing. And it just says, I remind myself, you are faithful God, and that is who you are. You know, the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And sometimes you have to encourage yourself in the Lord and remind yourself that God is faithful and remind yourself what he's done in the past and remind yourself that despite what you see, it does not change who God is. And we just began to worship. I just began to cry, like, God, you're faithful. I know you hear my prayers. And although they feel unanswered right now, I'm gonna keep praying the unanswered prayers. I'm gonna keep believing that you're faithful no matter what, no matter how this story ends. God, I trust you. And we began to sing the bridge of this song. And it just says that you will finish what you started. And from these tears will grow a garden. Someday soon, we're gonna watch dead things bloom. And in Psalm 126, the Bible says, those who sow in tears will reap in joy. And I don't know what your story is tonight, but we all have areas that tempt us to doubt the faithfulness of God. We all have areas of pain, despair, anxiety. I don't know what your area is, but I want to tell you, if you bring your tears to Jesus, he can turn them into something beautiful. That your tears can actually be sowing. That as you're crying and bringing these tears to the Lord, maybe of an unanswered prayer, a lost dream, that you can be planting something with God. And that the garden that grows is not gonna testify what you did, but of who God is and what he can do. And so just as we sing this next song, I'm gonna invite a little girl named Joy, who was born 6 weeks ago, and she is going to just testify what God can do when you bring your tears to him.